This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll have the latest from the IIHF World Junior Hockey Championship. Seven players from the WHL on Team Canada. In fact, seven of the countries competing have WHL talent. The first big WHL trade deadline chip has fallen. Jake DeBrusk is now a Red Deer Rebel, and we'll have more with him. And he's one of the top rookies in the league this season. 5'7" Victoria Royals forward Matthew Phillips is making quite the name for himself. He'll join us later. First up, action continues at the IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships in Helsinki, Finland. It was the Americans doubling up Team Canada 4-2 to open up the preliminary round. The U.S. finishing second in Group A, Canada third. Canada fell to Sweden in the final prelim game 5-2. Sweden powered by three power play goals. And Canada's head coach Dave Lowry hopes it's a teaching point moving forward.
Lesson tonight is we got to make sure that we have more discipline. We can't give these teams extra and easy opportunities.
And as Canada heads into the medal round,
we have to understand now that we're in a one-game elimination, and then we have to do whatever we can do to control our emotion and give ourselves a chance to win.
They will play Finland now in the quarterfinals.
Well, we expect another good game, another strong opponent, and they're playing extremely well, and they have all the momentum with the crowd and that behind them, and it'll be a great environment for our guys to go and play in.
Several WHL players are making a mark representing their country at the tournament. For the Americans, Tri-Cities' Brandon Carlo scored a goal in the four-game prelim round. Red Deer Rebels forward Michael Spashuk scored twice and added three assists for the Czech Republic in the four-game prelims. Moose Jaw Warriors' Yuri Schmeichel scored twice and added two assists for the Czechs as well, while Kelowna's Tomas Sustal had an assist. Vancouver Giants forward Radovan Bondra had a goal for the Slovaks, as well as Kamloops Blazer D-man Patrick Meyer. Seattle's Alexander True picked up a goal and an assist for Denmark. For the Swiss, Edmonton's Dario Meyer had a goal in the prelims as well. Branded Wheat Kings D-man Ivan Provorov added four assists for the Russians, as well Radel Fezleya for the Calgary Hitmen had a goal and an assist. Good luck to all the players now advancing on to the medal round.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Boston Bruins first-round pick Jake DeBrusk has been moved from the Swift Current Broncos to the MasterCard Memorial Cup hosting Red Deer Rebels. And voice of the Rebels, Cam Moon, has more.
Jake, take me through the whole thing. It had to be whirlwind, finding out you were coming to the Rebels. You had to drive here, you had to play. You had to get into a new billet after the game, like all that sort of stuff. How'd the whole day go down?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, to be honest. It started off even the night before. My coach told me I got traded, but he didn't tell me where, so I didn't even know where I was going. But anyways, then the next day I go to try to start my car and it's not working. Apparently the battery was frozen, so I'm not even driving my car right now. I'm actually driving my billet brother's car from Swift Current. So that was a whole experience right there. I'm panicking. I'm like, holy smokes, got to make in time for 3 o'clock. And, then I go on the GPS there and I have a detour. Wants me to take one of the ferries in one of the random spots. I don't know. And it was closed. So I had a detour through all these gravel roads, like manually map it out. But I found my way, and once you get to the rink, it's just playing a hockey game. So that was even different, though. Warm-ups, completely different schedule and completely different routines. And, the game went on. It was a little different at the start, but I thought I got better as it went on.
When you found out you were coming to Red Deer, the host of the MasterCard Memorial Cup, what was your reaction?
Well, yeah, it's the first thing I thought of is, Memorial Cup, and it's an honor and it's a privilege, and I was just really excited and really, pumped to be here, and, it was best case scenario. I'm close to home. I know a couple guys on the team already, and, just being coached by Brent Sutter, it's an awesome opportunity as a player, and, I've just heard really good things about Red Deer ever since I've came in the league, so just really excited to be here.
It's likely that this is your last year of junior hockey. You're probably going to be playing pro next year. You get to end it with a MasterCard Memorial Cup. This really couldn't write itself much better. You must be pretty excited about the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. You pretty much summed it up there, and that's how I look at it. And it's a dream, and now we're just working baby steps on our way to the championship.
All right, Jake. Pleasure to have you here. Thanks for this.
Yeah, thanks for the interview.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Seattle Thunderbirds 19-year-old forward Ryan Gropp has an NHL contract coming to terms with the New York Rangers. The second-round pick of the Rangers admits it's nice to get the deal done and get it off his mind.
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think that that's a part of it. I think you always have it in the back of your mind, and maybe think about it as, you know, too much than you should. And yeah, I think it's nice to get this done and just focus on a big second half here with Seattle.
He's the third T-Bird this season to already sign an NHL deal, joining Keegan Kolesar and Matthew Barzal.
No, it's pretty cool. Definitely, we're all hardworking guys, and I mean, I think we all have the same common goal here. We all want to win a championship. I think that's, you know, always been the main focus for us. And obviously, us, you know, signing contracts, it's nice, but I think our main focus right now is just, you know, Seattle and winning games here.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
How about rookie forward Matthew Phillips? The 17-year-old from Calgary is ranked second in rookie scoring this season, playing with the Victoria Royals. I spoke with the personable Phillips this week. Matthew, what's it been like this year? You've just come into this league. I know you had some exhibition games and you've had some preseason action. You actually made your debut as a 16-year-old against the Kamloops Blazers, scored in your debut that year. But now that you're a full-time player, tell me about the season.
There's been a lot of adjusting to do, I think. Coming out of midget last year, there's obviously a lot less time and space at this level, but I mean, as a team, we had a really good start. We surprised a lot of people, and I think since then we've been playing some pretty solid hockey, and a lot of the older guys on our team really help out us younger guys, and they make it a lot easier for the transition. And I think personally, I've been lucky enough to play with some really good line mates and put on the power play a little bit, where we've had some good success so far. So I think it's been a lot of fun, and I'm enjoying every day, and I'm learning a lot every single day.
You mentioned your line mates, Dante Hanoun and Alex Forsberg, lately, and you guys have been Victoria's scoring punch, really, overall. Take me through that line and how you guys have got it done.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Dante and Alex. Alex is obviously an older guy, and he helps out Dante and I a lot. He gives us a lot of little tips, and he's talking to us a lot out there on the ice. He's been in the league for a long time, and on the other side, Dante is a younger guy like me. We were drafted the same year, and I think all three of us bring a lot of speed and a lot of vision to the game, and I think when we're talking and using each other and having fun, we're all good friends off the ice, so it's a lot of fun playing with them. And I mean, I can't say enough about them as hockey players and people, so it's pretty easy to go out there and have success offensively with them.
We speak right now as the Max Midget Tournament is going on in your hometown of Calgary, and that's where you played last year with the Calgary Buffaloes, and you had an outstanding tournament. In fact, doing some research on you, found out that you have the Max Midget record for tournament points, 20, beating like guys like Sidney Crosby and things like that. Wow, what a tournament for you, and I mean, right now, that's the record holder. That's got to feel pretty good.
yeah, last year's Max, it was pretty amazing. I mean, that was definitely the high point for our team. We made to the semifinals and unfortunately lost in overtime, but I think, especially being from Calgary, I've grown up going to those games. I've seen so many guys that have transferred into the WHL and even the NHL now playing those games, so it was a lot of fun. It was definitely a dream come true for me to play in the Max. I watched that since I was a little guy, so it was pretty cool, and I learned a lot from that. There was some pretty big crowds, some high pressure, high intensity games, so I think I grew as a player from that tournament, and yeah, it was really fun.
Matthew, as we speak, 5'7" right now, and for many years, the WHL has been a big man's game, and you see it. But you're seeing more and more now of the smaller players come in and make an impact, and there always seems to be that in the WHL where guys can have some success. What's it been like for you adjusting to the level of play, the level of the size of the players, and putting up the numbers that you have this year with Victoria?
Yeah, obviously the game has changed a lot in the past few years. You don't need to be a huge guy anymore, I think. If you can skate and you can see the ice and you move pucks quick and get open when you need to be, then I think you can survive and have success at the next level. So, I mean, I give credit to Dave, my coach. He puts a lot of trust in us younger guys, and obviously you can see our captain, Joe, and what he's doing over in Finland right now. So I think you don't need to be a huge guy anymore, and you see in the pro level, like Johnny Gaudreau, if you can move your feet and you can be a fast player and you can think the game at a high speed, then I think you can have success.
You mentioned Johnny Gaudreau, Calgary Flames. Mm-hmm. I can't help but think that must be a guy you look up to, maybe the guy you look up to.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick one NHL player that I watch a lot of highlights and stuff, it's probably him. He's pretty amazing. A lot of eye-opening goals from him. And it's not just the goals. It's how hard he works, how hard he tracks pucks. And he's a pass-first guy, but when he needs to shoot, he can shoot and score. So he's definitely a guy I look up to.
Well, Matthew, great rookie campaign going for you, and we look forward to watching you for years to come here in the WHL. Thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to Cam Moon for his help. And next week, a full recap of the World Juniors. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.